It's the Weekend Update.
A tremendous amount that is ever so weekend worthy. And of course, it starts later on this afternoon, as we've been talking about. And it is the sixth spot. And it is you, Cleburne.
Number six.
Here to complete the first leg, as they say, of the Hank FM Hometown Handshake Tour 2025. It will lead us to the Cleburne Brahms starting at 4 o'clock. I'll see you today, first 50 Hank fans, right there. Get free Brahms ice cream on this beautiful Friday. We'll go till 6 o'clock. All other free stuff and stuff. It'll be a great time. These have been so much fun. We've been all over the place, man, now from Graham to Burleson last week to Cleburne. Of course, Cleburne, you have to show up Burleson and show out stronger than Burleson did last week, because Cleburne and Burleson, you just guys have to be rivals at everything. And we, for this, will support it. So it's the Brahms today, 4 o'clock, right on Henderson Street, smack dab in the middle of Cleburne by Yellow Jacket Stadium. So, but yeah, like I said, this is the first leg of the Hank FM Hometown Handshake Tour. It will resume coming up couple of weeks from now, and that will be the second leg. And I think they're calling it this, the legs, because the success, quite honestly, of the summer of jorts.
Yes, your jorts!
Which come with two legs, just like the Handshake Tour. So I'll see you out there. Get your weekend kicked off in Cleburne today with Hank FM. We told you early in the week about that they're going to open up the brand new EECU Stadium Arena at Tarleton State University coming up rather soon, September 13th, and they're going to do it with Co-Wetzel Tarleton. Right there. So Co-Wetzel, that concert will be there, and the tickets to go to that, because they will sell out quickly, go on sale this morning. So 10 a.m., the co-tickets hit. The availability to be bought. It'll be right there also at Tarleton's website. So that's the little curveball on that. Elsewhere, Billy Bob's this weekend. Good ones tonight. Roger Krager. Tomorrow night, Mike Ryan. Elsewhere, if you can make it over there. Dallas side, Farmers Branch got the Bluegrass Festival. Ricky Skaggs, Kentucky Thunder will kick that off. Billy Currington, Kip Moore tonight. Gave away a ton of tickets for that. Sent a lot of Hank fans. That'll be at the Pavilion at Toyota CNC Music Factory in Irving tonight. Tomorrow, it is friend of the show, Weird Al Yankovic is live in Grand Prairie. He is at the Bigger and Weirder Tour, ladies and gentlemen. The Texas Trust CU Theater, Weird Al in Grand Prairie. All is right with the world when Weird Al is going strong. And he's celebrating his 60th anniversary. It is the Herb Albert. Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass in concert. They're going to be over there at the Dallas side at the Windspear Opera House, no less. We got a cool event that we are teaming up with our friends there at CBS Texas for. This is all to support the flood relief with the benefit concert happening this Sunday at Tannehill's Tavern there in the Stockyards. Just there personally a couple of weekends ago. It's a really cool event here, teaming up with CBS. And this will also be simulcast on TXA 21. This Sunday, doors open at Tannehill's at 5. The show will start at 6 o'clock. It is the Loud for Love benefit concert. So CBS, like I said, simulcasting this on Sunday. And there's going to be also a lot of music, of course. All the information, 92.1HankFM.com. Elsewhere, Hip Pocket Theater, good folks over there. They've got the Old Mother West Wind production happening. And, of course, down there at Bass Performance Hall, as you've heard, and going through the weekend, it's corn.
It's corn!
Shucked will be going on. Rave reviews on that. As for me, of course, be shaking hands this weekend. It is a big weekend in the Buckner household, because it is SummerSlam weekend, which ranks just behind WrestleMania in the spring for the biggest events for our wrestling calendar. It's two nights this year. So tomorrow and Sunday, but me and the kiddo are going to miss tomorrow. Going to have to watch it before part two on Sunday or something like that, because the kiddo is going to her first ever concert. And if we're counting, and like actual concerts she's been at. I mean, I'm sure it was like Kyle Park and Weatherford was her actual first concert as a kid. But the actual first concert, all due respect to Kyle, that the kiddo wants to go to. And we all remember our first, right? My first ever concert that I wanted tickets to, junior high, Poison and David Lee Roth at the Ector County Coliseum. I believe, I want to say 1989 in Odessa, Texas. What was yours? I'd love to hear it. Hers will be her favorite band, which is a throwback to my early 2000s, Globe Life Field. We will be Think of Me Tomorrow, okay? I wonder if I can get away with wearing jorts to the My Chemical Romance concert. Opening up by Garbage. That's where I'm going to be tomorrow, okay? MCR, baby. Kiddo's first concert. Don't say I don't love you, kid. Okay. Do goths wear jorts? I don't know.
Real country wake-up call. It's KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.